Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Thomas Watson sitting in here this morning, here in the corner of the historic old Clay County Courthouse. Once again, with the Clay County Corner, we've got a number of guests lined up this morning, and we've got all kinds of excitement going on around the courthouse this morning. Vendors are moving in. We've got some of the entertainment folks are coming in, so we're getting ready for Moonshine Day, which is going to crank up during the day today. We'll have probably some food vendors come in early today, and we've got some stuff scheduled for tonight. And Susan will be talking about all of that here in a few minutes. And we've got some other things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about junior pro football and not only that, but some of the athletics for our younger kids. I guess it's all right still to call them kids, children, whatever, here in the county. We're going to be talking about that a little bit. And Tracy Hackett is sitting in this morning. She's going to give us an update on what she's been up to. So we'll get into that hot and heavy here just in a few minutes. But right now, I guess we need to take a few minutes back to do a little short commercial and whatever we need to do to get some housekeeping work ready for today's show. And we'll be back just in a minute to start today's show.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Okay, Susan Hush, we're back on the air now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to remind everyone that we are coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, 101.5 WVFB-FM, Kix Country. And I think we'll be rebroadcasting that. What time is it, Susan, that we do the rebroadcast?
About 6 o'clock p.m.
About 6 o'clock we'll be back on again with the rebroadcast. So if you hear something live today and think your neighbors ought to hear it, give them a yell. And so we can get more people listening. I want to start off by once again reminding everyone that we do have the Birthday and Anniversary Club sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen. And each Thursday, we'll be giving away a birthday cake to anyone that celebrated a birthday or anniversary in the time prior to today's show. We'll make that very clear again. It's prior to the time of today's radio show. And the number to call is 243-5574, and you will get an answering machine. And when you speak into that answering machine, speak slowly and clearly.
Slowly and clearly.
So we can make sure we get all of the names. And hopefully I've got them all correct today. I've got a pretty good list today. remind everyone about that, and the winner will get a free ice cream cake, which is a pretty good prize.
Very good.
Makes for a good birthday cake that day.
And wait for the beep, too, yes, before you start
and
talking.
Also, I've got a couple other things here that I want to make mention of. And one is the Doug Smith Memorial 5K Walk Run. I got a little flyer on that from the folks out at Honest Aid. And it is a walk and run in memory of Doug Smith, one of our most successful local businessmen who lost his battle with cancer in 2011. And his family, some of the employees out there, they are setting up a Memorial 5K run in his memory. And the proceeds from this will go to benefit Relay for Life. And I think the last day for pre-registration is August the 30th. And if you will call someone out at Honest Abe, I know I have a list of numbers here, but I can't go through all those because you wouldn't remember them anyway. But the number of the employees out there and family are getting this thing set up. And so if you'll give someone a call out at the Honest Abe number, and I think that more than the number out there probably the best one might be 931-258-3648, and that goes to Inez Price. And I'm sure she can direct you and give you all the information you need for this. And also want to remind everyone once again of Thunder on the Cumberland, the truck and tractor pull here in Saline at the Recreation Park. And it's September the 6th, which is coming up here pretty quick now, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, if the pulling sled and everything's ready to go on time and the track's well prepared. And this is presented by the Salina Lions Club and the Clay County Volunteer Fire Departments. There's a number of the fire departments that are working to help put this on, $10 admission. And you can call 931-397-2130 or 615-572-0024 to find out more information on that. And I believe there are about six categories of pulls that night. We have the Pro Street four-wheel drive trucks, the Pro Stock two-wheel drive trucks, and then the 6,000 light limited super tractors, 2.5 diesels, and then the 8,500 Pro Farm tractors. And this is all sponsored by the KTPA Pulling Series. So there should be a number of regulars that travel the circuit here, and they put on a good show. And now, I guess, we can get to our first guest here this morning, our cohort. Susan is here this morning, and Susan is one of the driving forces behind the Resurrection of Moonshine Days, and it's been resurrected again to down here on the square, and looks like we're going to have beautiful weather this year.
Oh, we're hoping.
No rain out, hopefully, this time.
Absolutely. We had a monsoon last year, and we sure do hope that the rain skirts around us this year. The first year, I think we had straight line winds, some really strong winds that really messed up some of our vendors' booths. And then last year we had those heavy rains, and this year we've got an order in anyway for good weather. And we're hoping it's going to be that way.
And we're back on the square, mostly on asphalt now.
Yep, we're back. So it'll dry at least quick, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't get as muddy as...
It doesn't get near as muddy. Boy, was that a problem last year. And then on top of everything, I think we had a blowout on a transformer, so we ended up with no electricity, too, for about 2 or 3 hours.
So we had acoustic shows.
We did. We sure did. But we're going to have a really good time this year, and we've already got vendors that... They actually started pulling in last night.
I think I saw some folks together around the square last night.
We said come today, and I guess they're so anxious they started coming in last night, and we're in the process of getting them tapped down around the square. We've got the police coming up to cut off the roads now. We've got to go ahead and get these guys set up because they're pulling their trailers and got all their wares, and they want to get it up. And so we've got food. You can probably come out and get something to eat this evening and start looking through the craft vendors.
You know, I know the... People think there's not a lot of room here around the courthouse, but if we get traffic properly rerouted here, we have got a tremendous show area here. And hopefully we'll get to use every bit of it this time.
I hope so. I just looked out the window here at the courthouse and saw one of our carnival rides pulling in. So we're going to have a rowdy range for the kids, we call it, so they can work off some of that energy, and it's going to be some rides and inflatables, the bungee jump, and then some carnival activities,
so
too.
So just a whole bunch of stuff for the youngins.
Yeah, for the kids. And we're working on, too, getting the petting zoo set up. Now, because it's so hot, we're having to rethink that, and it's definitely not going to be up every day, but we're looking at putting the petting zoo up with some small animals that the kids could reach in and touch that'll be set. Our vendors are going to have plenty to drink, at least, so that will definitely help. And it's the activities at the events that are going to require some athletic ability, you know, we're going to make sure that we've got plenty of water for those people to drink, because we sure don't want to have any heat exhaustion going on. So we're going to be well prepared for those people, but our vendors will have plenty to drink, plenty of refreshments.
Okay, you want to do a little rundown of maybe what's going on beginning today, and we'll kind of go through this and take a little short break here in a few minutes and let you catch your breath and do a little bit more, so if you would.
I'd love to do that, and you just say, whoa, whenever it's time for a break, because I'll just keep talking otherwise. The first thing that we've got scheduled today is the Hillbilly Purdy Contest, and that's going to be at the Recreation Complex. We needed that building. You know, we need an indoor building to have that take place, and it's going to be tonight over at the Recreation Complex, and it starts with birth and goes up to age 21 for the girls, and we've got a lot of cute little name categories, so bring those kids out, and we'll start registration, I believe, starts at 5 o'clock, and the show actually starts at 6 o'clock. I think we have one document that we've got out there that lists it at 7. But the Hillbilly Pretty Contest actually starts at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight. And we've got a couple of categories for the little boys, too, from birth to age 5. Everybody gets a little prize, and there are entry fees, and there's a door fee. It's a really small fee, but you've got to charge for some of these things, and we try to hold it down, but we got to charge for some of them to be able to provide the things for the kids or to pay for your music and all that sort of thing. But that's tonight, and then we're also going to have Music on the Square tonight from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and that's going to be Brimstone Creek, and they're going to just have a medley of music. They're just going to play some of their favorite songs, and so if you want to come on out, bring a chair. Bring your little chair that you fold up and sit out there and listen to the music.
Is that Diane and her group?
That's Diane and Gary and their group. Yeah, I think there's going to be about 4 of them maybe tonight playing, or 4 in their group. They'll have 3 or 4 or 5 once they get up on the stage, but I think they got about 4 coming. And then tomorrow we get started. We'll have all of our vendors hopefully here and set up. They'll be out selling stuff and there for you to look at. And then we there's a Short Mountain Distillery is coming, and they're going to be at Riverside Liquors, and they're going to have a taste testing 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then our next big thing is at 7 p.m., and that's our Yeehaw Variety Show. And I'm ashamed to say I've left my list of musicians that are starting on Friday night. But we have a really good group of music that's lined up on Friday evening, and then it goes through on Saturday, too. But Friday evening, I think we may have 2, if not 3, different performances that will be on the stage that's set up here around the square. And then on Saturday, that's our big day. You know, for any festival, Saturday's your big day because school's out.
Okay, before we get into Saturday then, let's take a little short break for a little bit of commercial work here. You know, like you said, we do have to collect a little bit of money to keep this thing on the air, too. So let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with Susan to tell us a little bit more about Moonshine Days, which is cranking up today.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
This is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome, everyone, back here to the Clay County Corner here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're sitting here in the corner this morning. We do have the fans on. We had the air conditioner on a little bit earlier this morning to cool it down a little bit in here. So it's a little bit warm here in the corner room, but we're making out pretty good. And, of course, remind everyone that we are WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country right here in Salina, Tennessee. And we do this every Thursday morning about 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast about 6 o'clock tonight. Another thing that I need to mention before I forget it is the reiterating what one of our guests said last week, Rush Rich, and that is the Child ID Kit, the CHIP program that the Masons are doing throughout the state of Tennessee, where they have an ID kit for not just young kids, but for any, I guess even up through young adults, up through older teenagers, where they will do a kit where that will follow this young person wherever they go, that will help to identify them if they were ever to be kidnapped or meet with any type of mishap, that would help identify who they are and get them back where they belong. And I told Rush that we'd bring this up again today, and I'm not sure exactly where he's setting up out here.
It's going to be on the square. He'll be just located right immediately around the square.
They're here on the square.
Right beside the Shriners.
And, bring your folks over here and get this kit for them. It's very, very important in this day and time because, you know, there's not a day goes by anymore that we don't have an Amber Alert or something going on where a child has been kidnapped or run off or whatever. So this is very, very important. And also I want to mention again now the Doug Smith Memorial 5K Run Walk. If you'll call the folks out at Honest Abe, they'll be able to give you the details on this, and this is coming up real soon now, so you'll give them a call, and so you can get registered for that. This is Saturday, September the 6th, and it will begin down at City Hall here in Salina at 8:30 in the morning. And there is, of course, a fee for this, and I think the people that pre-registered maybe get a T-shirt, and they will have T-shirts for sale on race morning, but, you know, size guarantees, they can't do that in the morning. So, they want to remember those things. And right now, Susan, I believe we were to Saturday when I rudely interrupted you.
Yeah, and I'm ready to hit it again, but I left something out on Thursday.
Well, okay.
Today, it's starting today, and we have something that we've started new this year, and it's quilts, photographs, and canned goods here in the courthouse. Bring your best stuff to the courthouse today between 1 and 7 to be displayed and judged, and winners will have the opportunity to go into the state fair. If they choose to do so, ribbons and prizes will be awarded, and you can pick your stuff up then on the 30th between 5 and 7 o'clock. But we're asking you to bring some stuff in and let it be on display for people to walk through the courthouse and see. We've got a quilt section, and that's any kind of quilt pretty much, antique quilts, baby quilts, crazy quilts, holiday quilts, hand-pieced, machine-pieced, double knit, novelty, cross stitch, quilt top, just a bunch of different, whatever you think of, if you've got it, you can bring it. And then we've got vegetables and fruits and jellies and relishes that are canned. And the good thing is you've probably got some really fresh produce that you've just been working on.
Yes.
I keep hearing a lot of people that are working hard on getting their stuff
so
canned.
So we'll send the winners maybe on to the next competition, and we could open the losers up and get some crackers and dip and stuff.
Maybe we can do that. I hope so.
and we'll just do away with that sort of spoil.
Yeah, and you know, people might want to bring some extra stuff and sell it. Who knows? Whatever you think. I'm sure that'll fly. And then we got a photography contest, too. So I think there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 classes. So people pictures, scenic pictures, nature, and then just miscellaneous. Whatever you want to bring, bring it in, and they'll set up a category, set up a little area for that, too. Another thing I didn't mention, we're going to be selling tickets all through until Saturday. Well, probably through Saturday for a little while anyway, too, but we've got a lot of prizes. We're going to be giving away a $200 value moonshine steel display, which is just gorgeous. We've got a couple of pontoon boats for a day, an autograph from Tim Smith, and 4 framed prints of the Whittler. We've got the commemorative knives from 2012, 13, and 14, and the Moonshine Days knives, and we've got some Moonshine Days t-shirts, and we've got a commemorative moonshine print that will be given away, one for 2012, 2013, and 2014. And then Ollie's giving away a chicken dinner, Doris a catfish dinner, and we're going to have a couple of Climax moonshine jugs that are going to be autographed by Tim Smith to give away. You know, he just went legal, so he started his legal company, and we'll get some of those jugs. And then One Stop will be giving away a couple of plate dinners, and Bertha's giving away some pizzas, and then we've got a pair of UT football tickets. So all those things will be available. You need to come by, and tickets are really kind of expensive, $1. $1 per ticket. So
break
out that, get your change out, you know, and get you a ticket. Yeah, it just takes one to be a winner. Then on Saturday, to start the big day off, of course, you know Tim Smith's going to be here again, the moonshiner. He'll be here on Friday night and Saturday, too. He'll be in the courthouse and around and about, and we've got another moonshiner that's coming. Tyler Wood. He started on the show this last year, and I think he's going to have a bunch more parts this coming year. So come up and meet and greet and talk to them and get your pictures made. And the Hazard Life Motorsports cars are coming back. Those are the
General Lee.
Right, the General Lee and the other Dukes of Hazard lookalike cars. So we'll have, I think he's going to try to bring 5 or so. And but those are always really fun to get around and get your picture made with, too.
Will they be out at the car show?
They're going to be on the square here lined up, so it's convenient. And then they may be at the car show, too. I know they're anticipating being in the Moonshiners Parade, which starts at 3 o'clock. And we've asked all of the cars at the car show to fall in line when that show's over. And that's you know a little more about that? It's a car, truck, and tractor.
Right out show at the nursing home, and they do have it's a great show. They've actually been doing the show for 3 or 4 years, but then they joined in with you guys,
right,
I guess, last year, and had quite a few good-looking cars show up. We have a number of good-looking cars here in Clay County, and we also draw some folks up around Burksville and Tompkinsville, far away as Glasgow sometimes. We've even had people as far away as Johnson City come by for this and bring their cars.
Well, somebody told me Tompkinsville has some old moonshine-looking vehicles that were at their Watermelon Festival last weekend, or this past week, and at their show.
Yes,
they're hoping to bring some of those up.
Those old coupes over there.
Okay, well, I hope they roll in here, too, because those will look good in this parade anyway. We've got, starting out first thing Saturday morning, and I mean first thing, we've got a half marathon. And it's called the Dam Stagger, and it's because it goes across the dam. We're using the Delhalla Dam as the focal point, and it's always going to be traveling the dam road and that area up through there. So it's a 13.1 mile. Those of you that are real avid runners, you need to come out, and it'll start at 7 o'clock in the morning. So get up early and get out there. But those marathon runners now, they take that serious.
That's an official half marathon.
It is an official half marathon, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, we have the Moonshine Stagger, which you remember who started that years ago? Miss Corinne McLaren. She started that years ago when we used to do Moonshine Days, and we brought it back 2 years ago, so we're keeping that going, and that's a 5K run, so that's going to start at the Donaldson Park. All of it will be starting at the Donaldson Park and coming back to the Donaldson Park. And we've also got a fun run scheduled. We're calling that the River Run, and that'll be at Donaldson Park too, but that's for the kids. That all of the money from the fun run will be donated to Relay for Life, and each child, each entry will also get a T-shirt and a medallion for being in the race. So that's a good thing. And then the rest of the day, we just got a mishmash of stuff. We've got our fun. The other big thing, though, is the outhouse races.
Don't want to forget them.
Do not want to forget those, because people come from everywhere just to see the outhouse races. We've got several outhouses that are scheduled to be in this race this time. It starts at 10:30. They're going to actually be there at 9 o'clock. People can go in and see the outhouses up close and personal and get pictures at 9:30, and then the race starts at 10:30, probably lasts about a couple of hours, and you need to bring your chairs. You know, I can't stress enough to bring one of those little fold-up chairs.
And those are not usable outhouses now, folks.
Nah, not at the moment. Now, I've heard a couple of them that have been taken to their homes and actually set up to use. I think Dr. Nowell did that. But after that's over, then the River's Edge Outdoors is going to have a kayak event right there at the Donaldson Park at the launch ramp. And then we've got a bunch of things on the square, the hollering contest, the best beard contest, the parent-child look-alike contest, and then in front of the old high school, we've got a grassy area there. So that's where we're having the greased pig chase and the greased pole climb. We got the pole set. Thank you, Tri-County Electric, for setting our pole yesterday. And we've got the greased pig wire up and ready to put those pigs in. And we got some pigs coming in. Got three of them coming in. And then on Sunday, you know, we've got some guys that are going to be doing the Dumas Walker Rolly Hole. And some, these two events, this and the cornhole tournament, are both on Sunday because they wanted to just be in the Moonshine Days festivities the other time. One other thing I failed to mention on Saturday night is our ATV and motorcycle rodeo, and that registration, I think, starts at 4, the event starts at 5, and the proceeds for that will go for deployed soldiers' care packages. And I feel like I'm missing one more thing. Our Yeehaw Show. This year, we've got a group coming out of Macon County, a group of play actors, and they're called Macon County Off Broadway. They have put this production called Refined as Moonshine on at the Thomas House a couple of times already to sell out crowds. I think they normally cost about $25 to get in to see, and we've got $5 tickets. You can get in and watch their play. It's about an hour and a half. We're going to have some local talent to sing before the show, and then we'll have Refined as Moonshine, and then on Saturday night, we'll close with Twang and Round. Close out the night.
Okay.
I think we've
got it all in.
Yeah.
We'll take a little short break here, and we'll be back with Tracy Hackett to update us on some things she's got going. And so we'll take a little short break here. And thanks, Susan. Hopefully we've got it all covered, and a good time will be had by all, hopefully.
It will, hopefully.
All right. We'll take a short break and be back just in a moment.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Moving right along, we're back here in Salina at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Tracy Hackett is here with us this morning. Tracy, what do you got to talk about this morning?
Well, there's a lot going on in Clay County right now, and the Extension Office is partnering with the Health Department here in town to offer a couple of programs, too. One of the things that we've got going on is a Walk Across Tennessee 8-week walking program. It's for teams of eight, you know, and the teams can be a combination of family and friends, whatever you want to be. If you work together, you can have a work group. If you go to school, you can have your classmates. Anybody can participate. It's a team of eight. It's going to kick off on Labor Day, and we're trying to get our registrations by the end of the day tomorrow. We have team registrations that are available at the health department here in town. You can go by and pick those up. Some groups have picked them up already, I know. You can turn them in at the health department, and when you turn in your team registration form, they have a team captain's packet that they will give the team captain. And really, other than that beginning paperwork, it's just as simple as the team captain on each team of eight collects the mileage from their group each week, and they will call the extension office and call in their mileage for walking. And we are working right now on putting together some prize packages for that. It will run, it will kick off on Labor Day, then they will call in their mileage the next Monday after that, and then our final day is October 20th for the 8-week program.
I think the last time we did that, I was on a team that did that. I think we may have actually won that thing.
Well,
it was tough competition, best I remember.
I thought it would be a fun competition. That's, you know, it's one of those ways to get some exercise in, improve your health a little bit, and make it a friendly competition. But over 60% of adults in Tennessee are overweight or obese, and the lack of physical activity is one of the major reasons why, and this is a simple and inexpensive way to get moving. You really don't, all you need is a pair of tennis shoes.
Sometimes all you need is just that reason to go do it.
Right, and healthy competition is a good reason and a fun reason. So workplace organizations, if there are workplace organizations that sign up to participate, they can also schedule health break lessons each week through the extension office, and I can come and give them some information each week for their walking team about health break activities and things like that, just little ways to incorporate better health each week. Then the weekly mileage report will go from Monday through Sunday, and the team captains, all they have to do, like I said, is call in the extension office.
All right, what else we got going?
Well, we've got one other thing going on that I'm working with the health department on it as well, and it is a Living Well with Chronic Conditions workshop. And it's going to be at the Women's Building at the fairgrounds. And it's going to be each Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. beginning September 2nd and running through the first or second week of October. Christy Collins and I from the health department are going to lead that workshop, and it's for anyone with a chronic condition. Last year we did a workshop for people specifically with diabetes. People with diabetes can come to this workshop as well, but it's for heart disease, obesity, allergies, eczema, any chronic chronic condition that you may have, because it's not really about the condition, it's about how to cope with the condition. And some of the topics that we cover include managing symptoms and better communication with your doctor and your family members, your pharmacist, how to lessen your anger and frustration when you have a chronic condition, and how to fight fatigue and pain, how to manage your stress and learn to relax a little bit, and how to manage your medications. It's just general coping strategies for people with chronic conditions. And if you think about it, most of us have some sort of chronic condition that we, whether it's just chronic stress or maybe migraines or something like that. And any time we can learn to cope a little better, that's a good thing.
Does chronic laziness count?
Well, I suppose that depends on the individual, but there are other chronic conditions like that.
Not to make light of anything, but you know, we have lots of people that do have to cope on a daily basis with numerous meds, numerous types of schedules.
Right.
I know it creates a lot of hardship sometimes on family members.
Right.
That have to remind people, help people with all these things. And I do know it's not an easy thing to cope with. And any type of help, any type of encouragement you can get from any point, from anyone, you know, it makes it better, makes it easier to cope with these things.
It does. And we don't know when a person has a chronic condition, you know, we think of the big things like diabetes and heart disease, but even migraines and allergies and things like that, we don't know what a person is going through when they have something like that that they have to deal with on a daily basis. And great or small chronic condition, it does require you know, adjustments to our daily lives.
It is. It's a change in lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, things you've always been used to doing, things you've been walking for a walk in the park. You
right.
no longer do that at certain times of the day, certain times of the year because of certain allergies and this type of thing. It's a major shift in lifestyle sometimes.
It is. And that's what this program is all about. It's about helping people adjust to those lifestyle changes that they have to make for their chronic conditions. And the walking program, they're both free to sign up for and free to come to. The chronic conditions, it lasts for 6 weeks. The walking program is 8 weeks. But the chronic conditions kicks off, like I said, on September 2nd, the Tuesday after Labor Day, and it runs from 2 to 4 p.m. each Tuesday.
Well, thanks a lot, Tracy. It's always a pleasure having you here, and I know you've always got some interesting things going on, and I'm sure you'll be back again probably in 3 or 4 weeks.
Hopefully.
To give us another rundown on some of the things going on. I know school's cranking up now, and we're going right through the middle of canning season, so the ladies' clubs or whoever that are in charge of all these things, you'll have some updates on
all that. We'll have a lot of stuff going on. It'll be a busy season.
All right, and thanks a whole lot for being here today. And right now we will take a little short break, and we'll bring our next guest on. I think Mr. Jason Hamilton's going to be here to talk about our youth sports activities going on here in the county. So we'll be back with him just in a moment.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. Thomas Watson here again at the historic Clay County Courthouse. I've got another guest here with me this morning who just happens to be a former student, a former athlete that I coached or miscoached. I had the pleasure of working with for his years in high school. And now he is working with a bunch of the youth sports programs here in and around Salina. And I know they are right now getting ready to start their football season, their junior pro football season. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Jason, I know you guys have been practicing out here in the hot sun in the afternoons. Just about the time the sun goes down, you get just a little bit of it, and then your little guys hit it. How many age groups have you got going out there?
We've got three different age groups. We've got 5, 6, and 7 year olds, 7, 8 year olds. I'm sorry, 8, 9 year olds, 10, 11, and 12 year olds.
So this is prior to junior high?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and I think you're in a league.
Yes, Tri-County Youth Football League.
And there are?
That consists of Clay County, Trousdale County, Gordonsville, Cannon County, Baxter. That's it, I think.
Okay, some of our old traditional enemies in there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I guess maybe Cannon County is one of the few that we aren't traditionally played football and sports over the years.
No.
And I think there are, I guess, some pretty stringent rules on this.
Yes, yes, there is. And the rules, of course, as you know, is changing probably as we speak. You know, it's with the new head injuries and everything. And they've been some big changes this year, and we're adjusting to that as coaches and players and trying to teach the proper way of tackling now and to play football.
Yeah, I know, Jason, that's a big thing, and I think maybe you guys had to maybe purchase some new helmets this year.
Yes.
And I know I'm a football fan. I've never watched the technical side of the game. But I do know, you know, most people go out and they look and they see the quarterback and the running backs and the wide receivers. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to the kids that really, really make a difference on those teams, and that are your linemen. And I know there's so many technical things that they have to learn to do, and they have to learn that at a very young age and keep improving on it. And I know, like I said, a lot of people don't notice that. You know, like I said, they like to notice the so-called heroes of the game.
Yeah.
The quarterback and the running backs and the guys that get all the publicity.
Yes, they is. There's a whole lot more to it. And before I got into coaching, of course, I'm a former player. You're my old coach and everything. And I didn't realize how tough a job it was y'all had to coach. Be honest with you. Of course, we started going to like coaching clinics and stuff to stay. Of course, as you know, the game is changing. We've got a group of coaches. We've been going to coaching clinics last couple of years and trying to stay up with the game and trying to give our kids the best opportunity to succeed.
Okay, now, Jason, I know that you have a son that's playing now, but this is a request from me and some of you other guys. You know, stay with it when your sons are gone. I mean, that's what's going to save our football program here. I know we've had it in the past a lot of times. You know, we've had some good parent coaches, but when their children finished, they were finished. But I think maybe you guys I think you're thinking beyond. I know you really think about your own, because, I mean, that's only natural. And you do have a son playing and some of the other coaches out. But a number of the coaches now don't have children playing, I don't think. And I think that's the secret maybe that's going to rebuild our football is if we can keep you guys year after year.
Yes, yes, that's right. Getting it started and same thing every year is like you say, it's I plan on staying. Good Lord willing, I plan on staying. Well, I've got a son; he's 5 year old too, also. So I plan on being in it for a while. I'm helping coach the senior division this year, and hopefully, I'll be there another 4 or 5 years. Is what I'm planning on doing. And we've been working with junior high coach, Coach Aaron Brown, and of course that's our responsibility to get them kids ready for the next level.
So he's really your boss, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And also Coach Dickie Brown, high school coach, he's working with us. Anything we need, them guys is helping us with watch game film, just tell us about all the little things that we didn't realize when we played. You know, like I say, none of us is really coaches, but we've got a good bunch that realizes that, and they want to better themselves. They want to make that kid better, and they want him to be better for the next level. And that's what we're trying to do. We've got, like I say, Aaron's working. He's working with us and trying to help us out, and hopefully we can send him a good kid that won't miss a beat when they get to him, you know. That's our plan.
A lot of athletes who also, you know, turn to coaching, there's so many things that a real good athlete naturally did that he didn't even realize he was doing. And a lot of times, unless he goes back and puts himself in those situations again, he forgets, you know, hey, you know, why isn't this tackle doing these things? And it's because, you know, hey, you did it automatically, and teaching someone else to do something that you've done automatically is hard to do.
It's a lot different.
It's a lot harder coaching than it was a player. Okay, and who are some of your coaches this year, the home-field coaches?
Coaches in the senior division. Rob Eads is our head coach. Myself, Stephen Arms, Toopy Kerr, Brian Burchett, Brent Burchett. You've heard of all them guys, ain't you? They're all former players.
I wouldn't care to put a team together of those guys right now.
Our junior division, our middle bunch, Matt Adams, Michael Adams, Coach Walker, Randall Walker. We drug him out of retirement.
That is great.
Yeah, it is. And our little bunch, Jeff Eads, Chad Holloway, and Nick Melton is our 5-, 6-, and 7-year-old coaches, or peewees.
Okay, an outstanding group of young men.
Pretty good bunch.
I have to compliment you guys on that.
Pretty good bunch.
You've organized a pretty good bunch. And, you know, if we can keep these guys at it and keep teaching these kids.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I think maybe the season's getting ready to start, and I think maybe you had the traditional weigh-in last week.
And yes, in the jamboree.
In the jamboree. Did you have any trouble at weigh-in? Did everybody make it in okay?
Yes. It was tough, but yes, I think we all made it, you know.
I know there are weight limitations on, like, your running back. You can't,
yes.
You know, used to you would, in that age group, you'd get you a great big old kid, weigh about 200 pounds, and make a fullback out of him, and just beat the socks off everybody.
Yeah, they won't let you do that anymore.
I know, like I said, your running backs have a weight limitation in each one of the age groups. Then, you know, if you're too heavy, you have to be a lineman.
Yes.
And which is for safety reasons, really, more than anything else anymore.
Yes.
It's not just the one and loss thing, but it is for safety reasons. What about the jamboree? How did you guys do it?
We done good. All three teams won. Seniors won 29-0. Juniors won 18-0, and the peewees won 8-6.
So
we all won. We all looked good. I was proud of every one of them, everybody.
Okay, and I know you mentioned Trousdale County there a minute ago, and we're all familiar with them. And Jason, you and I both know where their high school success begins.
Yes.
And I think maybe they may have had the same director or coach down there doing this for the last 20 years, maybe.
Yes, that's exactly right. They're top-notch program, and their youth program is top-notch. They've got the same coaches every year, year in, year out. The guy that started the junior pro youth football down there, he's still there, and the same coaches is still there. And I think you see that when it gets to high school, because their high school coaches can go down to their 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds and call a play, and everybody's on the same page.
Jason, do you think we can ever get back to the point where we can find and keep maybe 12 to 15 athletes in each class?
Anymore? Oh.
I mean, I think that may be the number we'd really, of course, like to shoot for.
Yes, I definitely do. And well, we've got them now. Our guys in the seniors, the 5th and 6th grade, we've got 26 kids.
That is tremendous.
Out on that, and they're all great athletes. Not only can they play football, they can play basketball, they can play baseball. They can. I mean, it's really from a old sports nut like myself. It's I love to see it. You know, because they, like I say, not only can they play football, they're just great athletes and great kids too.
And, you know, hopefully you can keep a balanced number in each class. That's something that's very, very important. You know, keep that number every year where you don't have that down year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in a small Class A school, you are going to have down seasons.
Yes.
Unless you find players that are willing to relocate.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens, I've heard, in high schools around here.
Yeah. But we've got a lot of homegrown talent right now. It's I'm telling you, it's rolled back around, and it really looks good. In our junior division, we've got 26 kids also in the 3rd and 4th grade divisions. And I'm telling you, the future looks bright in our athletics here in Clay County in the next 10 years. It looks real good, you know. With lots of good young kids.
Yeah, and I know this year you were also associated with the baseball program that we had to start here. I know for a number of years we had been venturing over to Livingston, and
we
whooped them so many times they kicked us out.
Yeah, they did. That happened.
Yeah, and I know this year that we had this same group, a lot of the same group of athletes, and they kind of played together.
Yes.
We had... I don't know who some of the younger kids were that were playing baseball, but we had some kids that were like 4th graders playing, 3rd graders playing against kids that were 3 and 4 years older than them that were really, really competitive.
Yeah, they did. We had our 11 and 12-year-old all-star team done real good. They went to McMinnville, and I think they got 3rd in the region down there, which is great. Our 10-year-old All-Stars got 2nd in the district, lost to Putnam County, and we went on to the state then, played in the state down in Franklin, and Putnam County won the whole thing. And we lost to Putnam County but 1 run in the bottom of the 8th inning.
And I know Putnam County traditionally has had Little League and small league baseball over there forever, and they have been tremendous competitors over the years. And well, Tennessee right now, I mean, you don't get much better than Tennessee in our little league and stuff. I know we sent a team again this year to the Nationals up in Williamsport, and so, you know, baseball in Tennessee, and you can't hardly turn on the TV anymore at nighttime without getting one of the pitchers or a hitter or someone that is from Tennessee or went to college in Tennessee. I know David Price didn't do real well last night, but he pops up just about every time, and he is a Middle Tennessee product. And
he is.
And, you know, and that dream is still there.
Yes, and we've got kids that can compete with these kids. And like I say, we lost to Putnam County 10-year-old All-Stars by 1 run in it. If that.
And I want to know that's, you know, losing's never great, but, you know, if, you know, a 1 run, you're looking, you know, that just one thing they do right or one thing you do wrong, and, of course, it's a ball game. But I know I came down and watched a number of little baseball games this year, and I think probably Livingston did us a big favor this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had a whole lot more kids there that they were divided up and had great friendly competition with each other.
Yeah.
And that's something I think that our young athletes are learning, that you can play against each other And then, but when it all comes down to it, you're playing for one thing. You're playing for a team either from Clay County or from Salina.
Yes.
And that's what you're playing for. And that's what, you know, the coaches are looking to do. They're not, I don't think any of you guys out there are looking to be champions at anything except something for Salina or Clay County. I mean, you know, it's important to win the games in the local competition. But, you know, that local competition is getting you ready for the big time.
Yes.
Okay. What else we got going on? I know the girls, I think they have, we got fast pitch softball for them.
A lot of good girl athletes, too, the same age group that I'm talking about. We've got great basketball players, softball players. We started the fast pitch softball for 8-year-old and up, and hey, there's some ball players there.
Hey, great, Jason. We didn't want to kick off here without getting a little bit in for our young ladies. But right now, we have got to do the birthday and anniversary club. We have got to give away a cake here in a minute. And we've got this week, we have, I think we have about maybe six celebrants this week that we have here. We have, this is sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen, and they do give away a big birthday ice cream cake each week. And this week celebrating birthdays are Nancy Cherry, who will be 66 this week, and this is from her husband Louie and her mother-in-law Zoe and her friends and neighbors from at Union Hill. And then also out at Union Hill, we've got Mutt Jenkins celebrating a birthday this past week, and this is from his friends and neighbors out there, and he turned 54. And also we have Allie Reagan, who is celebrating her sixth birthday, and this is from Nanny and Pa Dale, and I believe Sarah and Austin, Gina and Landon, Kenzie, and from Mama and Daddy. And we'd like to wish her a happy birthday, and also Miss Myra Burnett, who is celebrating a birthday. And also we have Randy Strong Barksdale, who is celebrating a birthday, and Vicki McLaren. These folks are all celebrating birthdays this week, and we want to remind everyone once again that if you want to have a chance to win the birthday cake, you're going to have to call the answering machine here at 243-5574 and speak clearly, slowly, and give us a name and number, and we will enter you in and announce you here on the radio show, let your friends and neighbors throughout the county know it's your birthday and know how old you are, and we will then do a little quick drawing to see who wins the birthday cake for today. And today's winner is Miss Allie Reagan. And Allie will have a certificate out at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You can come by and pick that up and go pick up your free birthday cake. And Jason said if you wanted to share it, you could look him up and he'd help you eat that cake. And I want to remind everyone, you know, to get out to the Dairy Queen and eat with them. They have the $5 lunch deal, $5 deal at lunch where they serve some good food. They've got good breakfast food, all these things. But right now, I guess we're getting about ready to wrap up today's show. It's been a pleasure having Jason here with us, Susan, talking about the Moonshine Days, and also, of course, Miss Tracy Hackett always has some big news for us. But until next week at this same time, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.